No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Check out all things The Ticket at theticketfm.com. Facebook, X, social medias, podcast platforms, Amazon Prime, or simply turn your radio dial to 93.7. All right. Also, join Main Street Beatrice for their annual Beer, Wine, and Spirit Festival tomorrow from 4 to 8 p.m. with VIP entrance at 3 p.m. Enjoy an afternoon of live music and unlimited tastings of Nebraska beer, wine, and spirits and at Envision Landscapes and Garden Center. There's something for all palates, and you only pay your entry fee. Food and snacks are available for purchase at the event, as well as off-sale beer, wine, and spirits for vendors. Tickets are only $25 or $30 at the door. This fun day is for adults 21 and over only. Buy your tickets at mainstreetbeatrice.org or go on the Main Street Beatrice Facebook page. All right. We are supposed to give away 2 tickets right now. Is that correct there, Jake?
Let me double check here.
All right. Well, it says on the sheet, and right now we're giving away 2 tickets. All right. Here's the deal. We're giving away 2 tickets. All right. Call into this number. We will make it. We'll just make it easy. Caller number 1.
All right. There you
go. Call this number 402-464-5685. Hey, I recognize that number. It never changes. All right. You will get 2 tickets that you have to pick up at the station today before doors close at 5 p.m. for the Main Street Beatrice Beer, Wine, and Spirit Festivals. All right. Jake is checking on something. So we are going to get back to your questions and respond to your responses to our question as soon as we're able to. Are we good to go with those questions now? All right. So you had an interesting fact, but then what did people respond with? Let's just see what the fine folks at home had to say about our question.
Still no responses there, but I did have with the whole conference talk about winning championships and stuff, for a long time, Nebraska was on top of the college football world of that. They've got 46 combined conference titles, and of course, in 1999 being the last one, only Oklahoma has more. Of course, the Big Eight battle back and forth is either Oklahoma and Nebraska. Oklahoma has now 50 conference titles. Nebraska's still second nationally with the amount of conference titles they have. So still waiting, but still not falling behind in that particular category.
I think Kansas basketball at one point won 8 straight Big 12 conference championships. I believe Oklahoma at one point in football won 4. And I think it's a little harder to do in football than it was in basketball at that point in time. So that's, and we were in the Big 10 at that point. So I think that is still pretty impressive. All right, a little bit of LeBron James here, and I've got stuff that goes both ways, because I've got thoughts both ways on LeBron James. Again, one of the top 5 players in the history of the NBA, in my opinion. Okay, so I'm just going to read these as I saw them. There's a few here, and then Jake and I will give our opinion at the end. LeBron James, this person said, stunk it up. Okay, in the fourth quarter of the elimination game, 5 points, 2 of 7 field goals, 1 of 3 from 3 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, failed to score until the final 3.5 minutes. All right. That was their take on it. Let me see. LeBron James, this was a couple days ago, has been eliminated in 5 games or less in his last 3 playoff series. And his record, his team's record during that time, okay, is 2-12 overall. By comparison, the stat was also shared. Michael Jordan went 25-1 in his last 26 playoff series of his career. LeBron's 2-4 the past 5 years and also missed the playoffs once. Okay, that particular person put that there is no comparison. I do think there is a comparison. I personally take Jordan. Okay, let me see. Now, this is the other side of the coin. LeBron James, 2025 playoff stats, 25.4 points per game, 9 rebounds per game, 5.6 assists per game. That's a darn near a double-double every game, all right? Let me see, 1 steal per game, 1 block, or 1.8, almost 2 blocks per game. Led his teams in rebounds, steals, and blocks. All right, here's another perspective. Let me see here. Most 20-point games by a 40-year-old. Most 30-point games by a 40-year-old. Most 40-point games by a 40-year-old. Most points, rebounds, 3 points made in his age 40 season. All right, most points, rebounds, and assists in his 22nd season of any player who's played 22 seasons, which obviously isn't a lot, and that's to be commended. I still don't understand why people will use longevity against him, okay? Now, one person literally went through year by year by year of his recent playoff appearances. 2019, missed the playoffs. 2020, NBA Finals champs. That was the bubble year, so to speak. 2021, eliminated in the first round. 2022, missed playoffs. 2023, swept in the Western Conference Finals. Let me see. 2024, eliminated in the first round. 2025, eliminated in the first round. Okay, here's another one. 25.4 points per game, which I mentioned this postseason, is the highest scoring this past series versus Minnesota, I should say, is the highest scoring series by a 40-year-old in NBA history. So you can see, I'm trying to be like, hey, these are both sides of the coin. These are both sides of the equation here. And here's one final thought from Anthony Edwards, and I quote, "I've never seen so many people be so happy to see an athlete fall more than LeBron. His whole career, he's been hated on constantly and slandered to no end, to the point where when he retires, nobody would have appreciated his greatness. I'm glad I will be one who did," end quote, Anthony Edwards. So, Jake, I want your take here in a second. And fans, anyone who's listening, listeners, text in. Let us know your thoughts. Okay, what's kind of your thoughts on LeBron James and his career so far? So my son asked me this morning, hey, is he going to retire? And one thought was, well, he wanted to play one season with his son, at least a season with his son, Bronny. So he got to do that. So maybe he's done everything he wants to do. Maybe he calls it a day. And what a heck of a career it is. Maybe he says, I don't want to go out like this. And I don't know if the Lakers are a championship contender team next year. Possibly he goes somewhere else. When I look at LeBron James, and I mentioned this before, the way, and ESPN's what pops into my head, because they spearheaded this movement. But the way ESPN and then sports coverage is kind of gone is it's turned into more of a debate type format in a lot of places. So in a debate type format, one person's got to take one side of the argument. One person's got to take the other, and it puts the athlete in the middle. And it makes you a controversial figure without your choice, without you having a choice in it. And that really started when LeBron entered the league. And I remember he was 21 and I think it was game 7 versus Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. He completely disappeared. And Skip Bayless was like, he doesn't have the clutch gene at the age of 21. And so for me, there's things that frustrate me. I was never a fan of stacking the Miami teams, okay? Out at LA, it kind of looks like he became the GM and forced them to draft his son. Don't know for sure. Sure seems that way. Not crazy about the flopping and things of that nature. At the same time, I pointed this out before. I remember when he first came in. He was kind of a happy-go-lucky, obviously very young kid right out of high school. Highly touted, a lot of pressure, dubbed the king the day he walked in. All right. But he was kind of a happy-go-lucky guy, insanely talented as we know, and had no problem distributing the ball to his teammates, or he could score. Now, early on, he struggled in big games, struggled in the fourth quarter. Again, he came right out of high school. And he Doesn't have the clutch gene. Doesn't have this. Doesn't have that. So part of me kind of agrees with that. Part of me thinks he wanted to be more unselfish. I've always thought, had he been covered differently, maybe he would have approached certain things differently over the years. To me, he's one of the top five greatest players in the history of the NBA. When you think about all-around players, I think of LeBron and I think of Magic. Now, LeBron was a better defender early on, rebounded more, but Magic was the point guard. He literally started games at 6'9" for the Lakers, obviously as a point guard, but as a center as well. The versatility that both these guys displayed was absolutely crazy. So for me, I've always looked at LeBron and I'm like, man, I wish there was a little bit more of a true fighter, competitor, killer spirit in there. I can't help but wonder if the happy-go-lucky guy who was happy to pass the ball to his teammates if they had the better shot, and then that was kind of used against him in a couple of NBA Finals formats or Eastern Conference playoff series that didn't go well, if that turned that into a little bit more of anger, frustration, okay? And then I did not like the stacking of talent. You know, I think it was a 1, 2, and 5 picks in a particular NBA draft with Bosh, Wade, and James. Maybe it was 1, 3, 5, 1, 4, 5. They were all top 5 picks all on the same team. He did go to Cleveland, beat a 73-win Golden State team, helped lead the Cavs in that NBA Finals comeback win over a 73-win Golden State team. Otherwise, we're talking about that Golden State team is potentially, and they're already in the discussion, greatest NBA team of all time. The 96 Bulls with 72 wins have the finals championship, whereas that Golden State team with 73 wins did not win the finals championship. He also had Kyrie on that team as well, so there's some other good players, but Jordan had Pippen.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I guess my takeaway is this. The one thing LeBron has missed to me, and I wonder how this would have been different had he been covered different, because the coverage of sports completely changed when he first came in. To me, like the flopping and the things of that nature always drove me nuts. And I've always wondered, had he been covered differently, maybe he would have matured and saw things differently, because I always thought he kind of missed that killer instinct. Like Kobe, that killer instinct. Jordan, that killer instinct. Just, to me, that helps separate those two, along with amazing athleticism, like just an incredible work ethic. For me, LeBron, for him to be able to play this long, this effective, is basically unprecedented. It's very impressive. 22 years. He's like only like 6 months younger than me. I'm 40. I'm going to have my birthday on Tuesday next week. I'll be 41. So it's insanely impressive. To me, the longevity is an impressive thing that shouldn't be held against him, like I feel some people hold against him. Okay. When you start getting swept in series and you don't make series and you get, you know, Lakers in 5, like Shannon Sharp would say, he'd pick the Lakers in 5. Well, it was Lakers in 5 versus Minnesota, but not the way he anticipated. By the way, how much do you want to talk about Shannon Sharp, Jake?
Not too much.
Yeah, you got awkward. All right. My point is simply this. With LeBron, I just feel like he missed that killer instinct, because his physical talents and his work ethic, I don't think anybody surpasses him in either. Just that Assassin's Creed that Kobe and Jordan and some of the other guys had or have. You know what I mean? But that's also part of being a little bit more unselfish and things of that nature. I don't know. I just kind of wonder. I hope he comes back next year. I hope whatever team he is on, they make a little bit deeper playoff run. And I hope people remember him a little bit more fondly than some people do. Some people think he's the GOAT. I hope that's what happens. And then people can remember him that way. It's kind of like when Brady was playing, there were certain people that would just bash him. And I'm like, when he's done, you're going to look back and say, we ain't seen many guys play like that. And now that's how he's remembered. Maybe that's how people will look back on LeBron once he's done. When an athlete's career is over, sometimes people will look back more fondly than while it's still going on, because they'll want to point out the flaws and the holes and everything else. To me, LeBron is a top five great player. There were certain things that I wasn't crazy about. Instead of, hey, let's all get together and just, you know, dominate everybody. Why don't we compete and see who's actually better? Let's not flop. Let's be a little bit more aggressive, have a little bit more killer instinct. That being said, you know, his success in the NBA is about 50,000 levels above whatever I've ever done in anything. So I have nothing but respect for that. But that's kind of my conclusion on it. I'm not a fan of when people just blast him and make fun of him. I also, because I hope they appreciate how long he's been so good. At the same time, there are things that I'm like, man, I'm not crazy about that. And I wish there was a little bit more of a killer instinct in there. Like I talked about, I wanted intensity throughout the NBA that is at a higher level than what it is right now. And that's the biggest thing that bothers me, is a lack of an overall intensity and competitive spirit and fire. I wish there was more of a killer instinct inside of LeBron. I don't know. Does that kind of make sense, Jake? And what are your thoughts on this? Do we have anybody who's texted in their thoughts?
Just Husker Peace says, LeBron deserves the criticism. He called himself the king before ever playing in the NBA. Call himself the GOAT, the biggest flopper ever, biggest crybaby in the game. He's soft, and I cannot show him the respect his playing ability deserves. So there are certainly those out there that do not enjoy LeBron too much. I think his longevity is incredible. I mean, 21-time NBA All-Star, 21 times.
That's crazy.
That is ridiculous. But to your point kind of about killer instinct, is sometimes it kind of goes back to scoring. And are you, a lot of times when you talk about greatness, like, are you the best in this period of time for one particular thing? And that's why LeBron always, you can argue, one of the best all-around players.
Yes.
But he only led the NBA in a category, a specific category, twice. Points per game once, and then assists per game one time. Michael Jordan led the NBA in scoring. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 out of 11 years. So that killer instinct, oftentimes you're talking about scoring. Keep in mind, he's not just that either. He had three times he led the NBA in steals too, Michael Jordan. So it kind of depends on what you're talking about. If you want to talk about an overall game, all that. LeBron, for what it's worth, one way or the other, has kind of been the story of the NBA. I would say, you know, you could argue since 2003, but Kobe kind of had his time till about 2010. That's when LeBron made the switch. And so you always have the argument of, well, since then, since he's been the story of the NBA, his success always comes with one or two top 10 players in the league around him. I mean, a lot of people give him credit for that championship in Cleveland, which they should, but still Kyrie and Kevin Love were two of the top 10 players in the league. So it's always going to be an interesting conversation. I always side with Michael Jordan because the killer instinct thing, like you kind of said to me, just like points in bucket. I mean, that's a huge deal. But he's one of the all-time greats. Never liked his decision to go to LA, though, so I'll keep cheering against him.
I absolutely side with Jordan as well. Like, to me, it's Jordan and Kareem 1 and 2. And I don't want to say it's kind of easy, but for me, it's kind of easy. It gets a little bit muddied after those two, in my opinion. It depends on what you want to value. Championships, points. So to me, it's a combination of everything. I mean, just keep in mind, when they beat Golden State, it was Kyrie that hit the shot at the end to win the game seven. And Ray Allen hit a shot to win. It was a game six or seven against the Spurs in Miami.
Yeah.
So that factors in as well. Jordan was also a three-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year. Like, if somebody said, and I'll never forget, I was in D.C., and Raheem Morris, who's now the head coach of the Falcons, he was our DB coach in D.C. It's in the offseason, so guys are a little bit more chillax, and I think I was recovering from my first knee surgery, one of 18 billion, and we're in there just, and it's during the NBA, like, playoffs, kind of like about this time of year. I forget what exact year, and we were like, all right, If you had the number one pick all time in NBA history and all the players were in their prime, who would you take? And Raheem said LeBron, and I buried him for it. Now, this was 10 years ago. I buried him with one phrase. I said, so you're going to be the guy that passes on Michael Jordan in his prime, and you knowingly make that pick. That will be your legacy forever. What do I know? He's now the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. But to me, if somebody said, Adam, you've got the number one pick all time in NBA history, who would you start a franchise with? To me, it's Michael Jordan unequivocally. There's something to be said for I phrased it with LeBron. He had no problem passing the ball as long as his teammates had a better shot. He's unselfish. Being a little bit more selfish isn't a bad thing, because Kobe, Jordan, other great shooters that I just played with when I was growing up, they could miss 15, 20 shots in a row. That game's on the line. Give me the ball. Especially if I'm open. There's no question. But their confidence never wavered. They didn't disappear in the big games. They didn't disappear in the fourth quarter. They didn't lay on the ground for like seemingly forever if they got knocked down, unless they were truly knocked down. You know, it's just those little things. What I'm trying to say is I hope people do appreciate, because right out the gate, he was compared to Jordan, which I never thought. I thought it was not asked a 7, asked a 8. I thought it was asked a 9. Now he did. He was dubbed the king right away. I forget if he dubbed himself that or if it was SportsCenter. I remember his SportsCenter commercial. He's like sitting at the ESPN desk. He's got the big king chair. He looks around the corner, says something. I think it was Scott Van Pelt or whoever. Like, did you switch chair? Oh, he was sitting in a big, gigantic king chair type throne. And LeBron peeks around the corner and goes, you take my chair? Because he's just sitting in a little normal chair. And it was obviously, you know, what they were doing, a little play on the king. And he did take his chair. So there's a little bit of that. I think it was a lot driven by ESPN. We need debate shows. We're not running highlights, ESPN SportsCenter top 10 anywhere near as much anymore. This is where we need to go, and this is the guy we're going to focus it around. And I wonder how much that's affected things. And I've always kind of like felt for Braun a little bit in that way, LeBron a little bit in that way. It would have been better, you know, not so much flopping, not so much laying on the ground. I remember he got carried off the court one time in Miami or something like that. You know, those things don't help. But I do hope people appreciate just how great he was and still is. And I hope he makes at least one more season, and I hope whatever team he's on makes a deep playoff run. That's legit what I hope. But to me, when people are like Jordan or LeBron, I mean, first of all, Jordan versus anybody, I'm taking Jordan. But to me, it's an easy decision because of the killer frickin' instinct. If you look, LeBron's last 14 games in the playoff, 2-12. Jordan's last 26 NBA playoff series, his teams were 25-1. That's a huge difference. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that segment went way too long. Does anybody else have anything else, though?
Let's see here. Steve, 2049 says MJ is the GOAT. LeBron is behind Kobe and Kareem at best.
No one argue with that. I put Magic in there. Like, to me, the two best all-around players were LeBron and Magic. LeBron's probably a little bit better rebounding defense. Magic, if you had to pick between Magic and LeBron, let's say Jordan and Kareem are gone. You got the number four overall pick in the draft. Okay, so it goes Jordan, Kareem, Kobe. Who would you pick? Would you pick LeBron or Magic?
I'd probably go with LeBron at that point, but it wouldn't be by much.
That's a tough one for me, dude.
Yeah.
I'd go with Magic.
Well, Magic played with Kareem his whole career, too. That would have helped.
Oh, that's true. It's a tough one. I'd go with Magic. I don't know why. Just what my gut says. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Life is unpredictable. But how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal.
all that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.